Southeast's largest environmental organization, has a top new official. Lindsay Ketchel took over as the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council's executive director a few weeks ago. She's from Vermont, where she worked with farming and food relief groups. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Juneau-based SEAC has been a controversial group in Southeast as well as statewide. It's fought large-scale logging for years and has been blamed for blocking road and mine projects through appeals and lawsuits. It's also been praised as a protector of wildlife and the environment, and it's developed national clout, influencing Tongass National Forest legislation and getting its views into the popular media. SEAC has spent more time recently on collaborative efforts, such as the Tongass Futures Roundtable. New executive director Lindsay Ketchel says that's the direction she's most interested in taking.
I just want to sit around the table and say, okay, where can we look at some compromises? Where can we look at some solutions? And there are areas where we're going to have to really, you know, look at this holistically. We have to have vibrant communities. We need people out there who can, you know, live and survive. And that's important. That is so important. And again, it's all about a balanced approach.
Ketchel comes from Vermont, where her most recent job was with Heifer International. The anti-hunger group advocates going beyond emergency aid.
They said, let's teach people to feed themselves. And so let's bring a cow instead of powdered milk. And let's help them build their own community food systems. And then, of course, you would get into healthcare. You would get into gender equity. You would get into transportation. And economic development as you started to work through some of these issues.
She also worked for Vermont's Department of Agriculture, and she was part of the Intervale Center, a farming and sustainable food organization. One of its projects was a composting business that reduced the flow of garbage into local landfills.
Some of the work that I did in Vermont was very much directed towards how do we get groups of coalitions together, build a sense of team, build transparency in the work that we're doing that people felt engaged and a part of, and help them move it forward, both on a policy level and on an economic development level.
Ketchel says she's learning about Southeast controversies and communities, and she says it will be a while before she's ready to take specific positions on the region's resource development, transportation, and economic issues. But it's unlikely SEAC will undergo significant changes anytime soon. It's still battling the Kensington Mine Tailings Disposal Plan, opposing large-scale logging on Forest Service property, and protesting a road north from Juneau. Still, Ketchel says she understands environmental groups have to help build, not just block, developing economies.
I'm coming here with a hope to help the community really look at ways that we can create local economies, create good jobs, balance our environmental issues and challenges, and build an optimistic future. And in Vermont, we were pretty fortunate that we were able to take who we were and how we felt about our communities and add value in the marketplace.
Ketchel replaces Russell Heath, who stepped down after 5 years in the job to pursue unspecified projects. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.